Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. Are you frequently up at night for bathroom trips? When you're outside, are you always looking for a loo? You're not alone. A recent study confirms that the vast majority of people with MS are dealing with bladder problems. You probably know the symptoms. They include having to urinate frequently, incontinence, dribbling, or not being able to empty your bladder completely. Sometimes those lower urinary tract symptoms can be the first sign of MS, and often they bother us for years. The study of about 600 people with MS was published in BMC Neurology. The most common symptom reported was producing too much urine overnight. It was followed by urgency, hesitancy, intermittent urine flow, and the feeling that the bladder hasn't been completely emptied. At one time or another, I've had each of these. I call my intermittent flow urinating in Morse code. You see, it flows in dots and dashes. I wasn't surprised to learn that mild bladder problems were more common in those with clinically isolated symptom and relapsing remitting MS, or that moderate symptoms were found in slightly more than half of those with progressive forms of MS. Moderate and severe symptoms increased with age. Men and women reported similar rates of lower urinary tract symptoms, but those symptoms varied slightly between the two. Women reported sleep-interrupting urination, then urgency, and then incomplete bladder emptying most frequently. Men reported hesitancy, then urgency, and then sleep interruptions as their top three. What can we do about it? I've used extended-release oxybutynin for years, and I've had varying results. Some people receive Botox injections into their bladder. Some self-catheterize. Others simply rely on absorbent underwear and keeping track of the location of the closest loo. There's actually an app for that. You can find it online. I think my current disease-modifying treatment, Lemtrada, may have helped me more than anything else. It's been nearly 2 years since I completed the second round, and within the past month or two, I've been doing much better at controlling my bladder. I'm only waking once between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. to urinate. I used to get up two or three times during the night. I can now spend 4 or 5 hours outside without having to make a mad dash for the men's room, and oh, what a relief that is. Do you have a treatment, whether traditional or non-traditional, that's helped your bladder control? I'd like to know what's working for you. You can post your comment on our MultipleSclerosisNews.com website in the forum section.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.